We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
Mark F'n James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
Be honest, it's boring, and I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, it's the midnight crazy hour here. Late night with yours truly, Mark with a C, James. To get in, 617-779-7937. Can I just ask this question? I want somebody out there to answer it for me. Somebody, please answer me this question. Why is the NFL bending over backwards for Colin Kaepernick? Why? Do you want me to give you some numbers on Colin Kaepernick? Because I will. I'm just going to give you numbers. So forget about the fact that, you know, he's got a 59% career completion percentage. Okay? Career. He's 3-16 as a starting quarterback his last 2 years in the league. I mentioned he lost his job to Blaine Gabbert, who looks like Sunshine from Remember the Titans. He has basically played this role of a martyr that he sacrificed everything. Joe, get me the Colin Kaepernick Nike commercial. Please get me this commercial. We'll have this in store for tomorrow night as well. What is the NFL owe Colin Kaepernick? Tell me. Are they doing this like for other guys? Are they doing this for Antonio Brown, who can actually still play in the league, who had 15 touchdown catches a year ago? Why does the NFL feel this desirous need to bend over backwards for a guy like Colin Kaepernick? 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Here with you till 1 for the next 48 minutes of your life. It's me and you, baby. You will be my co-host when you call in. But I just don't get it. I don't get it. We got the Nike commercial? Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy who played himself as the victim in this whole situation, when I don't think he realized the magnitude and enormity what would happen when he took a knee during the national anthem of NFL games, and what kind of a firestorm and bleep storm this entire thing turned into, and why no NFL franchise worth its salt will go within a 1,000 feet of this guy, but they're going to hold a private workout session with interviews for him on Saturday? Why? What has he done? He hasn't played since January of 2017. It's been 3 years. He's been out of the league. So why now? Why? Tell me why. We got the commercial? All right, let's hear this Nike commercial.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Because calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest in your school. Be the fastest ever. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football, play. And if you're a girl from Compton, become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
The most amazing thing about this is that before he took a knee, Colin Kaepernick's career was shirtless selfies on Instagram. It's all he was about. Yeah, he's about getting his rocks off to some Instagram model and shirtless selfies on IG. That's it. And all of a sudden, they want to make this guy into a modern-day Muhammad Ali. Dude, Muhammad Ali was way before my time in terms of his career, but you're no Muhammad Ali, pal. You're no Muhammad Ali whatsoever. And not only if I was Bob Kraft, if I was any of the 32 NFL owners, there's no chance in hell, to quote Vince McMahon, I would ever give this guy a deal. Owners don't want three-ring circuses with their backup quarterbacks, and it's the same thing with a guy like Tim Tebow. They don't want it. They want people to come in, do their job, you know, positive press, and they don't want, like, I just don't get it. Colin Kaepernick isn't a free agent because he protested the national anthem. He's a free agent because he protested the national anthem, and he isn't a very good quarterback. If Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson protested the national anthem, do you think that anyone would care? Or do you think that all of those guys would? That's the bottom line. You're not worth it. The ledger, the cons, far outweigh the pros on this guy. I'm just being real. They do. It's like, I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense. But yet, here we go again. Here we go again. For some stupid reason. I don't get it. I really don't get it. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Not only would I never do it if I was Robert Kraft, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, the NFL did settle with Colin Kaepernick, and maybe this is one of the contingency things in the settlement that, yeah, you'll get a chance to showcase your talent, and here it is. And you know what the NFL wants? The NFL just wants Colin Kaepernick to go away forever. That's what they really want. He's not that good. He was good for a couple years in the Harbaugh era in San Francisco. Led him to a Super Bowl appearance. They should have won it. They almost won it against Baltimore, but they didn't. But if you're an NFL team, why would you sign this guy? Other than you're looking for publicity. And it's not going to be the good kind at all. And don't give me something about being woke, okay? Don't give me the woke stuff. Oh, he's woke. No, you're not woke by signing Colin Kaepernick. You're completely oblivious is what you are. Darnell is up next in Auburn, 617-779-7937. What's up?
Okay, so my whole problem with Colin Kaepernick is you touched on it perfectly. He has no talent.
Right.
Now, didn't he just try out up at the Canadian Football League and nobody signed him?
I believe that's correct, Darnell. I believe that's correct.
So now he's trying to, now they're giving him a trial back here in the NFL. Well, like you said earlier, he doesn't have the numbers for anything to be a pro quarterback. He may have been, I guess we could call him an anomaly for a brief period of time. Then they figured him out. And now he's nothing.
Right.
So
right.
He has no talent. Why are you giving him a try? Why would anybody want to sign him?
Well, that's what I'm asking, Darnell.
Regardless of the controversy.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, well, it's like dating someone. Oh, there's this really beautiful girl. But she used to be a hooker. She's got three STDs. She's horrible in public settings, and I can't bring her home to my family. What? It's like, where are the pros? What are the pros? Right?
Exactly. I don't understand what the whole, why is he getting a chance? Like you said, maybe it is part of the agreement that he had to settlement with the NFL. I'm still trying to figure out somewhere. I haven't found anywhere where it's public knowledge as what his agreement with the NFL was.
No, there is no public, you don't know that. That's a thing. It was obviously behind, you know, not made for public dissemination. That's a probably NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and all those other private things were signed, Darnell. But yeah. That's the thing. The cons far outweigh the pros. Man, the dude hasn't played in 3 years.
Like, for a reason, and it's because he doesn't have any talent.
Right. Right. He was.
I mean, the reason I've been telling everybody for years, for the last 3 years, I've been telling everybody the reason he started kneeling down to try to draw attention to himself is because he knew he was going to get cut.
That's it. And he lost his job to Blaine Gabbert.
Yep. And he lost his job. And that's why.
Yep. Darnell, great phone call. Excellent phone call. I appreciate awesome. It. 617-779-7937. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It just doesn't make any sense. And stop it. Don't drop the race card. Colin Kaepernick grew up in a suburb of Wisconsin, better than 90% of the population in America. Okay? He grew up in an upper middle class family who was white that raised him. He didn't come up from the projects. He didn't come up from the hood. He didn't, you know, he wasn't from some lower socioeconomic environment like guys such as Amari Cooper of the Cowboys, who grew up in Liberty City. Frank Gore, who grew up in a really tough part of Miami. He didn't grow up, and he's acting like he's like, oh, man, the plight of my life. Oh, man. Like, dude, you suck. You suck. I mean, at the end of the day, you're not good on the field. And you're a problem. You're an absolute freaking problem to anybody who signs you. Nobody that signs you, no one, is like, they're all going to have to deal with this three-ring circus bleep storm. Not one, like they know this going into it. They know it. Now, I'll also believe, do I think there's a part of them that's been blackballed? Yeah. And you know what? It's not fair. But to me, the dude hasn't played in 3 years. He's not good enough to make a, like, he's just like, okay, is he better than some backup quarterbacks out there? Garbage backup quarterbacks? Yes. Maybe after 3 years, he might still be. I don't know. I don't know because I haven't seen him play 3 years. What I do know, in his last 19 starts, he was 3-16. That sucks. He's a career 59% completion percentage. That sucks. So why would you sign him? Why? Doesn't make any sense. It's senseless. It is. Playing in the NFL, it's a privilege, not a birthright. And if you don't believe me, ask Ray Rice. Ask Greg Hardy. Ask Antonio Brown. Okay? They found that out the hard way. I mean, it's a privilege to play in this league. The league has done fine, just fine, without Colin Kaepernick. The ratings rebounded last season, and they're up again this year. They don't need this guy. Why? For what? They don't need him. Back to the phone, 617-779-7937. Eric is in Dorchester. Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was listening to the show. I still think the guy needs to have a chance to play, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, this is supposed to be the land of opportunity and equal opportunity employment. Now, with that said, I'm not disputing a whole lot of stuff that you said, but I'm willing to say this. He still, because he didn't do a whole lot of stuff everybody else has done in the league, he still needs a chance to show that he could do something. Now, I mean, I understand the owners can do what they want and stuff as far as hiring and stuff. I mean, I'm all for that because, listen, nobody has to hire you because if they feel you're not qualified to do what you're doing, that's that. But with that said, I'm also going to say this too. This guy, he's been a professional. I don't know how long he's been in the league, but I will say this. As far as him being able to play, he can play. I mean, he can play.
Okay, but how many guys have taken 3 years off in the prime of their career? I mean, 3 years away from the game, Eric, is a long time.
Okay, and listen, I don't dispute that. Everybody's going to have some rust, but see, if you let's look at this as any other job. If you're not given a chance to display your talents, how are you going to be able to showcase yourself if somebody keeps closing the door on you?
No, but Eric, he's sort of like, this is what one of the reasons that he took a stand, and this was the residual effects of it, that it's bad business for NFL teams to get involved with Colin Kaepernick. It's bad business. 617-779-7937. I'll continue to take your calls on this. What you think of Colin Kaepernick? Does he deserve a chance to play? Now it's time for trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 12:33, back on Late Night with Mark James, WEEI. Number again in, 617-779-7937. That's what we're doing here till 1 o'clock. I'm looking forward to Joe Cortez's montage and the best of show. And there'll be some more stuff in there, best of worst stuff coming up in the final segment. So if you're still listening, you might hear yourself on that. In the meantime, back to the phones. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Roy is in Boston next. What's up, Roy?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
Colin Kaepernick, I don't really think it would be really a bad decision, bad business decision for a team to sign him. I mean, if we're talking money-wise,
Well, he would sell. Now, the jersey thing, I can't argue. He'd probably be the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, if you're like, for instance, if you're a team like the Cincinnati Bengals and you have nothing to lose and you go ahead and sign them,
well,
you probably sell out the rest of your season tickets and
by the way, there's a team, Roy. If there's any team that could use a shot in the arm and why the hell not, I'd go with the Bengals. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Cincinnati Bengals make a ton of money. I mean, the whole, it'll be all over the news. I think all that is, you know, that only lasts for about 2 weeks nowadays.
You talk about it,
and then, you know, everybody's going to ask all their questions, and then 2 weeks later, something new is going to happen, and we're going to move on to that.
Well, that's true. We have a very short attention span when it comes to I just think the cons far outweigh the pros. From a business standpoint, I mean, the jersey sales, yeah, if you're the Bengal, oh, my God, you would – that, yeah, it would be
no, – and I agree with you, too. I don't think, especially a starting quarterback in the NFL, can take 3 years off and then just come back and play again. I think you lose your anticipation. I think you lose
– oh, yeah, your muscle memory, right?
You're a good quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like a linebacker, yeah, a linebacker can come in and make a few tackles, but a quarterback could just – more about, you know, the brain. I think you just lose that over the years.
Yeah, the muscle memory, right?
Yeah,
the reps, everything. So if you were the Patriots, would you consider it or no?
Patriots, no. I think then it becomes a problem because I don't really think the Patriots are suffering anything with dollars and everything. So I wouldn't want to do that with the Patriots. But I just don't think it should be all. Every single NFL team. I think Cincinnati Bengals, you got the Atlanta Falcons. There's about four or five teams that.
Well, I will tell you this. It'd be nothing but positive for Cincinnati. I mean, you're 0-8 or 9. Were they 0-8 or I mean, they're garbage. They pretty much almost have the number one pick locked up. So you
exactly.
You have nothing to lose, but what you've lost every game so far this year anyway.
Exactly.
So
and you'll make some money.
Right, yeah. Oh, dude. Listen. You will never hear me tell you that signing Colin Kaepernick won't mean big money, like big business, because people will buy his jersey. There's no question about it. Like they will flock. Like his jersey will be maybe more highly sold than Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, or Patrick Mahomes. I'm serious. Yeah. Like it will. That I will not argue. I cannot argue that. And if I did, I'd be stupid because but the Bengals, they're 0-9. So all you have to do, you almost like, and here's the thing, you almost want to lose anyway, because like, the Dolphins have won the last 2 weeks and they went from the first pick to the fifth pick. So you don't wanna it's interesting.
And I don't think Kaepernick would help you win anyway, so you'd be good there.
Well, that's true. I like that's a good phone call, Roy. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, 617-779-7937-2. Get in is the number. Hey, Joe, why don't we do this? Why don't we we'll take a timeout now. All right, we'll get a couple more calls, and then we'll take a timeout. And I want to hear the best of show because I know you worked on it very hard, and I want to give you the time allotted to hear in terms of. You know, Colin Kaepernick and everything and all, excuse me, the entire show. People want to chime in on Kaepernick, Don Cherry. It's been, you know what? The weird thing about this world, unfortunately, well, fortunately and unfortunately, it's always something, isn't it? Isn't it always something? You know, who would have thought that a week ago that a guy who has been the voice of Sportsnet in Canada and Hockey Night in Canada and basically the face of hockey for the better part of the last four decades would get fired. But Don Cherry, that's what happened to him. Mark in New Hampshire has something he wants to say about Don Cherry. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, I'm Mark. I'm a veteran, and I kind of find that sad what happened because he didn't really articulate what he was trying to say. He was just trying to raise awareness for veterans and went about it the wrong way. If you would have just said, hey, look, you know, support our veterans, you come up here visiting us, you know, tourists, or if you're living here, buy your poppy. I mean, I got the message. Like, I go up to Canada, I'm going to buy one just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
You know, because I served in the United States, but we all serve the same purpose. And just on this censorship thing that you're talking about, mm-hmm. I'll give you a little perspective from me. I do write books.
Oh.
And one book I wrote, I won't mention the name, but anyways, the publisher banned it because the issue was about the challenges of a veteran being a single parent. And what they said was that it might be offensive to people. So they banned it. So I stick to kids' books.
Oh, wow. How hard did you work on that book that got banned?
Quite a bit, but I write a lot. I constantly write. The writing process is really easy for me. The editing is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I was that kid in grammar class that was snoozing the back of the class. Oh, shame on me for not paying attention.
No, it happens to all of us. Well, Mark, I'll say this, unfortunately, is that free speech has been dead for a decade, and it continues to the whole premise of free speech in the First Amendment. It's dead. It's dead. And it, unfortunately, Mark, it has been dead, and it's only going to stay dead. And it's you just can't do it anymore. You cannot. It's over. And even, you know, we talked about places like, you know, we talk about Twitter being this cesspool. Twitter even bans people for saying things that they don't like. And they violated the terms of our guidelines. And like Twitter even does that. All right. Final segment next. We're going to get to the best of and worst of. Joe Cortez put together a very tremendous montage. I can't wait to hear it on what happened in tonight's show. And we'll do that. By the way, tomorrow night, little programming note, I'll be on from midnight to 2 a.m. with Christian Fourier, who's doing 25 for 25, 25 hours straight on the air for diabetes to raise awareness for his son, $25,000. I say let's do better. $25,000 is a nice little it's a starting point. Let's do better. Let's try to double this thing. Maybe we can triple it. I don't know, but let's do better than that. So he'll be on tomorrow, and I'll be on with him tomorrow night from midnight to 2. Fitzy will also be on with us as well. So looking forward to that. We'll come back with the final segment and the montage, the best of and the worst of, next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, final segment here. And we're awaiting this montage, which is going to be epic, on the best and worst of tonight. And there was actually a lot of interesting phone calls tonight with the Don Cherry stuff, the Colin Kaepernick stuff, the Tom Brady versus Jimmy G comparisons. There's a lot. It was a good variety of things that all came together, and people have some interesting points. But I think the one thing that you don't really see, especially in the world of talk radio, you don't see 100% agreement on, is one thing. And that's crazy. Like, everybody agrees that Don Cherry should not have been fired at all. All right, we good, Joe? We good? Okay. All right. We'll get it there. All right, here we go. Let's rock and roll.
You're listening to the very best of Mark James on WEEI.
Nick in Fall River's up next. What's up, Nick?
I'm all right. I got to say, you know, definitely over time, you have certainly grown on me, and I've taken more of a liking to your show. I got to commend you on what you're doing.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that very much so.
Just want to, I guess, hit upon three quick things. I mean, one of the last things you spoke about, the Don Cherry thing, I'm right on board with you. I think it's awful what they did to this guy. You know, he's dedicated his life, 40 years of being on the radio. I mean, you know, hosting and announcing for this team. And then to, you know, to just kind of speak freely, it was a blanket statement in a sense. And then they have turned into this politically insensitive or socially insensitive statement, you know, being derogatory toward a particular type or a medium. I find it absolutely disgusting how they just kind of removed him so very quickly. And I got to give him credit for standing by what he said. You don't find many people who will actually you know, stick to their guns and say, nope, I stand by what I said and I will not retract.
Right. And you know what? Like he said, the silent majority is with him. Well, the silent majority, though, they need to fight the power and they need to protest outside Rogers Sportsnet and in Toronto and get him his job back. It's the cancel culture society that we live in. Make one mistake. You know, it's like Dave Chappelle in his Sticks and Stones Netflix special. He's like, you know why I don't do stand-up anymore? And he pointed. He's like, because of you people. That's what he said. He's like, and I'm paraphrasing here, cleaning it up a little bit. He's like, well, I'm going to find out what you did. And I don't care if you did it last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I'm going to find out. And when I do, I'm going to get you. That's the world we live in. Yep. Yep.
The other thing I want to mention is this whole concept with the whole Jimmy G crap. You know, anybody to suggest that he was the next coming of, you know, the second coming of Tom Brady is ridiculous. Does he have a strong arm? Absolutely. But his display in that game last night, he was lucky that he wasn't picked off five additional times.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely horrendous.
Hey, Nick, do you remember one time where Booger McFarland goes, this is the moment that the NFL world has been waiting for on Jimmy Garoppolo, and the next two passes he threw, they threw
right in the chest.
Right in the chest, and they dropped him.
Yeah, right in the chest in Seattle, and the guy dropped it. And then another one right in the guy's hands. He should have at a minimum, been picked off at least five times. That game would have never, ever even been close or close to what it came down to. So to suggest that this guy, I mean, I'm not trying to take away from his talent. I'm sure he's got some talent. You know, he's playing behind a great defense. But his overall performance, especially in a primetime game like last night, was deplorable. And then to suggest that, you know, he was running and gunning with Russell Wilson is, I think, just ridiculous. And I'm not the biggest Russell Wilson fan, but yet, even at that, you know, Jimmy G's numbers should have been much, much different.
Well, Russell Wilson proved why he was definitely, and appreciate the phone call, Nick. Paul in Framingham. Thanks for holding. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Mark. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So talking about Pedroia, I'm all about Red Sox here. And just want to say, I did actually see him a couple of times in Pawtucket this last season. I was one of, like, the 100 people in the stands, actually.
Yeah.
Don't ask. But, yeah, so he does not – he can't stand. That's it. You know, baseball is a game where you stand around a lot. There's not a lot of action.
Right.
He actually looked pretty good running the bases. He he went from first to third. He slid into third, and he took a play at second. He looked pretty good, but just standing there, he just had to keep stretching his knees, moving around. He made, like, facial expressions like he just wasn't having it, you know. So I don't see you over-under. I give you four games on the hard under on that 40 games. I say four games. Probably that's it. And, you know, you inspire me with your nicknames. I love your nicknames. I just wonder if I can give you one on Petey here.
Yeah.
So you know about, like, his knee surgery that he had, the most recent one?
Right.
Okay, so here we go. Cadaver Knee Petey.
Cadaver Knee Petey. Not bad. A little long. A little long.
A little long.
A little, right, so little long.
I have a couple other Red Sox. I'll give you a short one. ERA 8, Nate.
No. Hey, give me something that rhymes with Pedroia, and then you'll have me hooked.
Okay. How about David, the Price is Wrong?
Yeah, we've that one's been done a million times.
Oh, okay.
Paul, quit.
But anyway, on a serious note.
Quit while you're behind. Yeah, that's enough nicknames. Let me do the nicknames. Yeah, the Price is Wrong. Yeah, I, you know, that's, you know, we've done that one before.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah. After, like, dude, you should have quit while you're way behind. But I appreciate the phone call, though. I appreciate the effort. I really do. Get me something that rhymes with Pedroia, and that'll be great. 617-779-7937. I'll get your phone calls on that. Rich in North Providence is up next. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to say that the left is highly, highly intolerant. And everyone takes a stand is either on one of two sides. Either you're on the side of freedom and liberty, or you're on the side of tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it comes out. You're either for freedom of speech and be able to. Remember what Mao Zedong said? That communism begins at the barrel of a gun.
Interesting thought. Bottom line, do you think Don Cherry should have been fired?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, of course not.
The left, like I said, is highly, highly, highly intolerant of freedom of speech.
Rich, freedom of speech is dead. It's been dead for a decade.
You know, they're highly intolerant of the Bill of Rights. They've all been easily indoctrinated into this socialist / communistic mindset, and it's very tragic. It's very sad.
It is good. I appreciate the phone call, Rich. Thank you. All right, so that was the. It was a little long one. We'll work that out coming up. The best and worst of Joe Cortez. Thanks for doing a great job. I will be back tomorrow from midnight to 2 a.m. as Christian Fourier is in the middle, going to be finishing, I think, close the end of his 25 straight hour marathon on the air. Everyone, have a great night. Don Cherry, hopefully you'll be back soon. I'm Mark with the C. James. I'll see you in about 23 hours right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.